$3 million Caulfield Cup on the weekend. We took you to track work. We also heard from Murray Baker, the trainer of Bonneval, and he dismissed any injury concerns and said Bonneval is spot on. Brad Davidson from the Daily Telegraph, good morning.
Morning, TK. Morning, Slats, and morning, everybody listening.
I think we've got to trust Murray Baker.
Yeah, I think so. It's one of those things, isn't it, where you look at her on face value and go, but at the same time, she's been at the top of the Caulfield Cup market for a long time now. And I think someone said to me a long time ago, you always forgive one bad run.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's Hughie Bowman up to, mate?
Yeah, he flew into Melbourne last night. He's there to gallop my mellow at Werribee track work at 8 a.m. this morning. So just in a couple of minutes, he'll be going around there. So, you know, he picked my mellow from a list of gallopers to be his Melbourne Cup ride recently, and obviously going to ride the horse in the Caulfield Cup. Now, we know this Marmello is going to try to emulate the feats of Americaine and Protectionist this spring. They both won the Prix Kergulé at Deauville in France before landing the Melbourne Cup. So it'd be interesting to see how this guy steps out. Of course, we're always eager to see what these sort of internationals do, especially from a Caulfield Cup perspective, heading into the big one.
Yeah, I was with him, it must have been about 10 days ago, when he'd just flown back from Melbourne from riding Marmello. And he said, look, yeah, gives me a good feel, but at that sort of gallop, you can't really tell. They all give you that sort of good feel. So it's very much still a question mark, even for the jockey.
Exactly. But the good thing about him is, you know, he's won twice over the 3,000 metres back in April, and then obviously the Pre-Kergulé last time. So you know the distance isn't going to be any issue at all. I've been talking to a few people who have been having a good look at the Melbourne Cup already. I must admit, I'll wait till a bit later before dissecting it and like to see their first up runs here. But I know a few people are making a big case for this horse. So there's a couple of other imports, obviously, to contest the Caulfield Cup. Wicklow Brave, Johannes Amir, who was the eye-catcher in the Caulfield Stakes, and this Japanese import, Admire Booth, who's now in Darren Weir's Warrnambool Stables, he's also going to make his Australian debut in the Caulfield Cup. So it's going to be an outstanding race this weekend.
Now, what's been the aftermath of the Chautauqua run, mate, from a ride point of view? I mean, it charged home, but got in a bad position.
Yeah, well, it's an interesting one because Brendan Abdullah's even come on Twitter and done this big essay on Twitter defending the ride because he's copped a fair bit of criticism. And look, I can understand some of it because, you know, there's punters out there who back Chautauqua and think just get him to the outside. That's his best. And, you know, he didn't get clear air and everything like that. But I'm actually in the other boat. I actually thought the ride was fine. And if not, I think he needed to do that to be able to win. Now, what the average punter probably didn't see was the fact that off the fence, coming down the outside, just wasn't the place to be. It was very hard to make ground out wide on Saturday, and Vega Magic probably cost it potentially the race. And I think if he come wide, I think he finishes further back than he did. I think Brenton Abdullah made the right choice. Sure, you know, he might have been able to get, you know, hopefully a bit more clear air early, but that's part of coming through the inside. He got clear air late. And I think it's more just the horse, the fact that the horse just taking a bit longer to wind up these days. And look, maybe he is looking for 1300, 1400, I don't know. But I couldn't knock the ride at all. I thought it was a very good ride, actually, from Brenton Abdullah. And the fact he's come out and had to defend it as well is probably a little bit disappointing.
Didn't get beat by far in the end, you know? I mean, it was a lot. Look, I fell in even though I wasn't confident because your back markers, you just need a lot of luck. And I think when Vega Magic eased off the pace early on and got dragged back in the race by Craig Williams, which I found hard to fathom, you knew the pace wasn't going to be so hot up front. Let's go to Grafton today, mate. Best bets?
Yeah, it is heavy 10, but we are racing. Heavy 10. 6, number 12, at midweek hustle, the best. Just needs to handle the heavy track. He looks a promising horse on the way up. And I thought the best value was probably not as much value now with the scratchings, but race 3, number 13, will be each way odds. Dramatic moments, I thought, was the other one there.
Okay, well, you got a double yesterday. I know they were short, mate, but they both won, which is the important thing. So good luck again today. Race 6, number 12, Midweek Hustler, and the best value from Brad Davidson. Race 3, number 13, Dramatic Moments.